Now we talked to another candidate running for Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, which represents South Central Wisconsin. Earlier we talked to Peter Thiren. He's a Republican running to represent the district. Facing him, Democrat Mark Pocan, who currently holds the seat. He's running for a 5th term. Representative Pocan, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me, Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, let's start with the Affordable Care Act. A big Supreme Court case on this could change it in part or remove the whole thing. If it were removed and you are in Congress again, what would you do to start trying to replace it?
Well, I think it's imperative that we keep the provisions of the Affordable Care Act available for the public. I think one of the things that often gets ignored that for the last 3 and 3/4 years, the Republicans have tried to get rid of it, but they've had no alternative. And, what the Affordable Care Act means is not just access for 20 million people, but it means if you have a pre-existing condition, you can get health insurance even with a private insurer, something that many, many people benefit from that didn't exist before. Adult children stay on their parents' policies until they're 26, and women pay the same as men for coverage and many, many other provisions. So I think, when Joe Biden's elected president, one of the things that we'll be doing is strengthening the Affordable Care Act, hopefully adding a public option, maybe looking at adding buy-in to Medicare, lowering it to age 60. I would like to go farther, but those are a couple things that I think we can do to make sure more people have access to health insurance.
There have been concerns, and this has hit some people in kind of middle income categories harder than others, that for selected groups of Americans, their costs, their premiums have gone up at the same rate as they did before the Affordable Care Act. It didn't really help them. What would you say to someone who says, yeah, I personally haven't benefited from it?
Yeah, so that's a separate issue, right? Many people have. I mean, even if you had a pre-existing condition, which 100 million people have, you have to be able to be offered health insurance. That's a huge provision of the Affordable Care Act. But for people who say they still have increasing costs, that's another issue we've got to get a hold of. We have prescription drug prices where we pay 10 or 20 times what people are paying for the same drug in other countries. We have other provisions of health care that are way too expensive and we have to address. So I think you can do both. You can address the ever-increasing costs on the medical front, but you can also continue to provide access to people to have health care.
Staying on healthcare-related issues, COVID-19, we're seeing record numbers in Wisconsin today when it comes to positive tests and to deaths. What would you like to see in your new term? If we're still dealing with this, what would you like to see change in the way we approach this disease?
Well, I think everyone knows we're still going to be dealing with this, or at least most everyone knows that. I think the real challenges we have, one in Wisconsin, as you mentioned, we just had record number of cases, over 3,200, and a record number of deaths. We have to get people to change behaviors. That means wearing a mask, socially distancing, don't have parties and getting together with crowds, especially indoors. We need to be smarter. We have a few weeks to turn this around before we get into the flu season. And if we don't, we could have these numbers ever increasing into the winter. And that's from conversations I've had directly with Dr. Fauci. So one, we've just got to be smarter, period, about how we're addressing this. But two, nationally, I also think that we have some positive light at the end of the tunnel on the vaccine front. Dr. Fauci thinks by the end of the year we will have a vaccine. There's 5 or 6 right now that are in phase 3 double-blind placebo tests, 30 to 60,000 people being in those tests right now. And if that happens, he thinks we'll have tens of millions of doses in the 1st quarter and hundreds of millions of doses in the 2nd quarter. So I think there's some light at the end of the tunnel, but that sounds good, but doesn't help someone right now who's unemployed at no fault of their own, or a small business owner who's lost demand at no fault of their own. We still have more to do, and that's why in Congress we passed the HEROES Act. We've really done it twice now, waiting for the Senate Republicans to do something, waiting for the president to do something. And I think that's one of the main things we've got to get done is additional relief for unemployed, for small business owners, for our frontline workers, for our state and local governments that are providing our testing and contact tracing.
Talking to Representative Mark Pocan, incumbent Democrat in the race for Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District seat. We heard from his challenger, Peter Thiren, Republican, just a few moments ago. Now, we've seen, since the death of George Floyd, protests around the country, conflict between communities and police. Peter Thiren was wondering, he was challenging you, in effect, to condemn violence that he saw accompanying a lot of these protests and some of the riots that followed. What would you say to that?
Well, he's been challenging me to say somehow that Black Lives Matter is responsible and they're not. So unfortunately, I can't comply with a request that's not accurate or true. But certainly no one, wants violence, and we condemn all violence that happens in any of these situations. But to try to target it to something that would make the president happy is not something that I'm up to do. I'm going to try to do what's right. And, you know, all too often, a lot of these have been outside agitators. I was down in Kenosha, I think a week or so after what happened. And, the majority of arrests were not people from Kenosha in what happened. So, I think what we really need to do is address the policing issues. I think we can reimagine how we do policing. I think we can do what we did in Congress, pass a bill that would start changing how policing is done, so that we recognize there is some inherent racism in many police officers, and we've got to address that. So that means we have to ban chokeholds. We have to start a database of officers that do break the law. And if we do some things that we passed in that bill, I think that would get us far. Also, I introduced legislation to have uniform training for police officers. The only thing that's really uniform in most communities is you have to have a high school degree. But from there, the training can vary greatly. If we require truck drivers to pass a single test and have a single set of knowledge, I think that would be good for police officers. And that way everyone would know what to expect when you're having an interaction with law enforcement. It's good for law enforcement. It's good for any resident of a community. So, I think there's a number of things we can still do, but we have to admit that there is inherent racism in this country, that we have more we have to accomplish on that front. And once we do that, and I think reimagine policing, we can have a much better community that makes everyone get treated equally. And I don't think we really have that right now.
Turning to the economy, no secret, we took a big hit in this country from the COVID-19 pandemic. What do you think still needs to be done to help rebuild from that?
Yeah, unfortunately, the way the president has mishandled this, we've paid a heavy price, not just in the 215,000 lives and the millions of people who've been infected with COVID-19, but also the economy. There's a large number of people who are unemployed at no fault of their own. There's a large number of small businesses that are really hurting because of a lack of demand at no fault of their own. Restaurants, bars, people in the meeting industry, tourism. We hear some of these stories. 20% of small businesses have closed this year alone because of COVID. So we've got to do more there. I think we also need to have a major infrastructure package that we can invest in our roads and bridges and our schools, broadband, our water delivery systems, our energy grids, and put people back to work who've been impacted by COVID-19. And at the same time, repair a crumbling infrastructure that we need to in this country. There's a lot we can do, and I think with the right leadership, with Joe Biden as president, we can certainly get those things done.
In our last minute, the things you just listed there sound expensive. We've already added a lot to our deficit, even before COVID-19, more so with the big CARES Act. Can we afford to do the things you're talking about?
Yes. First, we have to do it right now because of the situation, and government is in the best position to do it. But second, talking to people like Robert Reich and other economists, once you get the economy going, you will grow the tax revenues and help to reduce that deficit or debt that's created. But right now, the only entity that can really do what needs to happen is government, and we do have more responsibility to do something. So whether it be a COVID bill like we passed in the House or an infrastructure bill, those are a couple of things that will pay off as investments in the long run.
Representative Pocan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
That's Mark Pocan. He's a Democratic U.S. representative from Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District that includes South Central Wisconsin, much of it. He is running for a fifth term in the November 3rd general election. He faces Republican challenger Peter Thiren. We heard from him just a few moments ago. Between now and the November general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and on The Morning Show. You can find all of those interviews and learn more about the candidates and races online at WPR.org/politics.